And I'd like to welcome Candace Walsh. She is with New Mexico Magazine and is here speaking of the arts. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So, it is just about September.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I love fall.
I like fall, too. I like summer and fall.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best ones.
Definitely.
Now, before we start, we have a very special congratulations to send out to Rob DeWalt.
That's right, senior editor at New Mexico Magazine.
Who is getting married today.
In just a few minutes.
In a few minutes, and we would be there except that we are here.
That's right.
So, congratulations, Rob and Jason. So, what's going on this weekend and beyond?
Well, we've got Broom Dust Caravan. That is Saturday night at Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard. Honky tonk for us.
Excellent.
And there's so much going on tonight, too. I've got a list here.
I actually have got a bunch of things going on at Collected Works Bookstore besides Gary Paul Nabhan, whom we just heard talking about with his new wonderful book. Also on Monday, September 2nd at 6 o'clock, Joyce Carol Oates will be at Collected Works Bookstore reading from her most recent novel, The Accursed. And afterwards, she will briefly do a Q&A and sign books. This is a very big deal for Santa Fe.
I'm thinking that people will be spilling out onto the street.
I know.
And I feel for this other fellow who's having a talk on the same night. Let's give him some love. It's a talk, Feathered Serpents and Pole Climbing Clowns, Mesoamerican Connection in the Southwest, which is a Southwest Seminars lecture with Randall H. McGuire at Santa Fe Community Foundation.
Excellent. Also at Collected Works Bookstore on Tuesday, George Johnson, a local and international journalist and science writer, will be presenting his book, The Cancer Chronicles, which is exploring the most recent developments of this disease and treatment and history. It's a wonderful book. I just read it, and I'm going to be interviewing him next week on this book. Wednesday and Thursday at Collected Works Bookstore are Children's Story Hour, starting at 10:45. And also, let's not forget, Journey Santa Fe. They've got their events every Sunday at 11 in the morning. And this Sunday, Charlotte Levinson will be talking about the climate crisis. She's president of the Max and Anna Levinson Foundation. And she will be talking about some of the relationships between climate and energy in a slideshow and lecture. So that should be all good stuff. You can always go to journeysantafe.com for more information.
How about heading over to Taos for the Taos Artist Organization Studio Tour? Tonight, the reception is from 5 to 8 at Taos Art Space, and there are self-guided tours of 35 artist studios Saturday through Monday.
Excellent.
You can read more about that at taosartist.org.
And there's an interesting thing that's happened. In Hemez Springs, the Friends of the Hemez Springs Public Library received a donation of a significant collection of paintings, sculpture, and pottery from a local collector. So they're going to be holding an online auction of some of that work. And there's a lot of well-known artists. And the online auction starts on September 1st, and bids will be accepted for the entire month of September. So you can go to hemezsprings.org/library.
Speaking of objects, there's a 6th annual patio sale at the beloved Canyon Road shop, Natalie, and it's in conjunction with a Santa Fe Silversmith's Rendezvous. That's Friday today. Doug Magnus is a really, he's a part of it, and he's a really amazing guy who, he has his own turquoise mine here in New Mexico, so if you hear that you can't get turquoise that's from New Mexico, there you can actually do so. And we're going to be running a bunch of articles about that in the far and ahead on the February 2014 issue. So that popped out at me because his work is so amazing, and turquoise is such a thing here.
Yes, indeed. Here's a couple of music listings. At the Cowgirl on Tuesday, September 3rd, Jesse Lafser with Will Courtney will be playing. And not sure exactly what kind of music that is. I guess not. It's Americana and folk music out of Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
And then David Geist and the Geist Cabaret, as always, at Pronzo in that nice room upstairs. David's playing tonight and then tomorrow with Julie Trujillo. And that's from 6 to 9 in the evening.
Tomorrow night we've got, I think, I just love the name of this band, the Santa Fe Chili's Dixie Jazz Band from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by beloved local Sean Heelan Band, which is folk and rock and roll, and that's from 8:30 to close at the Cowgirl.
Excellent. What else? Oh, and at Second Street Brewery tonight, Michael Handler will be playing, and his band won a New Mexico Music Award for Best Country Song, so it's the Country Blues Review.
Starting off the Zozobra excitement, at the Rail Yard Plaza in El Museo, August 30th is the first annual Zozo Fest. It's kicking off Zozobra and Fiestas Week with local music, including La Junta and the 2013 Fiestas Court. There's also a Zozobra art show inside El Museo, and it says, plus Old Man Gloom himself. Probably not the full-size version. So that's at the Rail Yard.
And excellent.
And just to throw this out on everyone's radar, in a week, September 7th, there's a Green Chili Harvest Festival. I think we all, we wait for this harvest. It really tells us that fall's coming. It's the smell and grabbing those bags of chili. So there's a, in conjunction with that on the 7th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., there's the first annual Green Chili Cheeseburger Smackdown. And I have to say, there's just been tons of excitement about that online.
I know.
At our the New Mexico Magazine Facebook page, we're posting photos every day of Green Chili Cheeseburgers from different restaurants. And our culinary editor, Cheryl Alters Jameson, is one of the judges.
Nice.
So I just
like the word smackdown.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I have to say also, I have been going to Five Star Burger from time to time.
I went there once for happy hour. It was super great.
It was great. They have really good things. And for those of us who don't eat red meat, which I don't really eat red meat,
there's lots of
good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I had like a cognitive dropout when you said Smackdown, because I was thinking about my article about the Pie Town Festival. We call it the, now I'm having another one, but it had a
Pie
Showdown.
Pie Town, Smackdown,
Pie
Showdown.
Down, Showdown. And I've covered all the different Pie Festival contestants last year. Happened to meet some really great folks. A lot of them placed, which was lucky. And you can check that out also on nmmagazine.com.
There is a poetry reading coming up tomorrow, August 31st, from 5 to 7. It's a poetry salon to celebrate Kalok Sellers and his new book, Constructions, and Shabana Coelho reading from her manuscript, In Progress, In Another Life, I Was Bamboo.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. How do you get to this? If you want to go to that, write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org, because I don't know if this is really a public event or not. Sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
All right.
who loves Kodachrome photographs? I think for
I do.
Many of us of a certain generation, there is so much nostalgia to be had. And Nathan Benn has got a book. He's a National Geographic photographer. And he has a book signing and a photography show tonight. It's opening tonight at Mark Sublett Medicine Man Gallery. It looks like extremely beautiful. You can find out more at medicinemangallery.com.
Excellent. And don't forget, every Friday, Salsa, Bachata, Cumbia, Merengue y Más is happening at the Lodge with DJ Gabriel Aztec Sol Ortega. There's a free dance lesson at 8:45 and free entry for ladies before 10:30. It's a 21 and over show. And as always, good dancing at the Lodge.
Speaking of dancing, on Tuesday night at Chispa El Mesón, there's an Argentine tango milonga. That's from 7:30 p.m. to closed. And even if you don't do the tango, it's such good people watching.
Have you done that?
I've watched. Yeah, it's great.
But not dance.
Well, if
tango's hard.
Well, you can't just get out there and wing it.
You cannot.
You'll get stabbed.
No, you... It will be very bad. Do not try it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, there is a reading and book signing. A new novel called Return of the Santa Fe Super Chief by author Douglas Folsom. And the event is tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Garcia Street Books. For more information, GarciaStreetBooks.com.
And on Wednesday night, the annual Fiestas de Santa Fe lecture, and that is titled Diego de Vargas's Two Families. That's at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium, and it is at 6 p.m.
Now, the Lannan Foundation Fellowship recipient and National Writers Union Prize-winning poet Rebecca Zieferle will be reading at Opsit Books in Santa Fe's San Busco Center. I have yet to make it over there, but I hear it's a nice new space. They used to be over next to Counterculture. It's Sunday, the 1st of September at 4 o'clock. For more information, you can call 428-0321 or visit opsit.com, O-P-C-I-T.
I'm so excited about the Jean Cocteau Cinema reopening, and they've got an amazing selection of books that are very, I'm sorry, movies.
You know, books, movies.
Book on the screen. They've got a really neat, they're really thinking about where they are, I think, with their selection of movies. They've got a yoga-based movie. Now that is totally Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's called Breath of the Gods, Eye-Opening Journey into the Origins of Yoga, featuring interviews with Iyengar and others. There's something about space exploration called Europa Report, which reminds me of the spaceport. And so those are two out of four movies, and I think you'll find something that you like, no matter what your interests are.
There was an author who, I don't know if he still lives in Santa Fe, but he wrote a book on the origins of yoga, and it turns out that the kind of yoga that we who go to yoga class practice is, it's about, you know, it's some part Indian, and it's in some part, like, Swedish.
Oh.
And so it has a lot of European influence and sort of, like, the calisthenics and strengthening stuff. That's, mm-hmm. It's not just, like, 100% pure Eastern spirituality, which some people think it is.
Right.
And I think that's probably, its European roots is, you know, probably part of why so many Westerners have taken to it, because it's so familiar.
That's true. That's got to be a fascinating story, how the Swedish influence happened there.
Yeah, and English and all this European and Indian coming together. I mean, it's just one. I don't know if this movie covers that, but it's like one of those examples of how so many of the things that we do have really multiple cultural roots.
Absolutely.
Hey, did you know that September is library card sign-up month at the Santa Fe Public Library?
It is?
Yes.
Excellent.
You can get a library card by going to the library.
I love the library. I still remember my dad taking me to the library to get my first library card. I remember the smell. I remember walking out with like 8 books in my hands. And I remember thinking, oh, this book has too many pages. And then being able to read my first chapter book and feeling so proud. And I've never stopped reading since. So I get your kids some library cards and renew yours, or come clean about the books you haven't returned, but get there.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I remember the smell of libraries, both the public library and the school library. And somehow the smell of old paper is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I have a Louisa May Alcott book that I got at a library book sale that they were retiring because it was kind of shabby, but it's like from the early 1900s. I still have it. I love it. It has beautiful book plates inside.
Yeah. SantaFeLibrary.org has much more information on all of that anyway.
Speaking of books, there's a book art show that I am scrambling through my papers to look for. And I took a risk saying that.
Well, you know what? While you look for that, I will let people know that Melissa Etheridge is going to be at the Santa Fe Opera next Friday, September 6th, a week from today at 7:30. And guess what? We're giving a pair away of right now.
Tickets. How can people win?
Well, if you're the second caller to 428-1382, the fabulous Nick will take your name and tell you how it works.
Excellent. I found the book show thing. It's called Trina Bedarek, Migration, Ebb and Flow. The photo I'm looking at has this amazing origami-ish sculptural thing going on with the pages of a hardcover book that's open, and that opens Sunday, September 1st at the Santa Fe Public Library. Hey, speaking of the library, main branch. I love book art. It's just so fascinating.
I do too. Book art is a beautiful thing because it can be almost anything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, guess what it's time for now? Drum roll. Cat of the week.
Oh.
Cat of the Week. This week's cat is named Flora. She was rescued during one of the trap, neuter, and release operations in Santa Fe. She's still a bit shy and unsure about human contact, but she's learning to trust people and love and be a little affectionate kitty, and she'll make a marvelous pet. Flora is a beautiful girl with a short tortoiseshell coat. She was born in May of this year, so she's still a little kitty girl. If you're interested in adopting Flora, call 505-316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also view Flora and any of the other cats available for adoption at fnfnm.org. Hey, I would like to say also, where's the dog of the week? We sometimes have dog of the week.
I don't know.
Dog of the week people, get your listings in.
I'm so excited that Slade Cleaves, who is an alt-country musician with a really high profile, is playing tonight at Garrett's Desert Inn. That's an amazing opportunity for us. Those of you who like alt-country, he's just riveting. You can go to brownpapertickets.com to look that up. Slade Cleaves, S-L-A-I-D. And also in the music world, we've got El Farol's Canyon Road Blues Jam happening on Tuesday next week. Really cool people playing: Stephanie Hatfield, J Boy Adams, John Kortzweg, Ryan Montano, Mark Clark, and then the house band Tiho Dimitrov, Brent Leeper, Mike Chavez, and Tone Forest. There's going to be a big cake and a bluesy rendition of Happy Birthday. That's 8:30 p.m. at El Farol on Tuesday night.
And I got an email from Charlotte Jackson Fine Art saying, please join us for a dialogue with Ed Moses and Ronnie Singh of the Getty Research Institute on Saturday, the 31st of August from 2 to 3. That's at Charlotte Jackson Fine Art at 554 South Guadalupe Street. It's a free event, but reservations are necessary to ensure seating. You can call 505-989-8688. And a wonderful gallery and nice space.
Absolutely. More on the fiesta. The Santa Fe Fiesta Council is hosting a mariachi extravaganza on Sunday, September 1st at the Santa Fe Opera. That's at 7:30 p.m. There will also be smaller mariachi experiences at the Lenzic next week. That'll be Wednesday for two shows at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And here's a very big deal. The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is doing a program tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and it's a fond farewell to veteran Aspen Santa Fe Ballet dancer Katie Daler. She's giving her final performance with the company, and an absolutely wonderful dancer. They're all wonderful dancers with Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, but it's a really beautiful big event, and three of their ballets, which they often do, by well-known composers, choreographers. So that is all, of course, at the Lenzic, and so 988-1234.
And tonight is a last Friday art walk at the Rail Yard Arts District. Zane Bennett, again Charlotte Jackson, William Siegel Gallery, David Richard Gallery, James Kelly Contemporary, Thai Gallery, and Llewellyn Galleries are all welcoming you tonight from 5 to 7. And make sure to stop off at one of the eateries around there and have a drink and something to eat to round out your night.
Excellent. And what else? Oh, movies.
Yes.
Lots of things going on at the CCA. Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara star in Ain't Them Bodies Saints, a new drama on love and crime. And Unfinished Song is an uplifting film with Terrence Stamp and Vanessa Redgrave as a couple breaking out of their routines and rediscovering their passion for music. A new comedy by David Gordon Green is called Prince Avalanche, which stars Emily Hirsch and Paul Rudd as an odd couple stuck in rural Texas. And it's called by the Chicago Tribune a poignant oddball of a movie. And they're holding over 20 Feet from Stardom, and I've got to go see that because I haven't seen it yet, and I hear it's fabulous.
Oh, yeah, look at that. 20 Feet from Stardom features Bruce Springsteen, Sting, Mick Jagger, Stevie Wonder, and Bette Midler. Ain't Them Body Saints appears to be one of those young couple in love, kills somebody and gets on the road.
Oh, no.
Reminds me of
that. Is that what it is?
Yeah. But, you know, they had reasons.
Doesn't everybody?
I think Unfinished Song will appeal to those of us who love Merchant Ivory films. And also, it was compared to the best exotic Marigold Hotel.
So let's see, what else is happening? Now that was the CCA. Let's talk about the screen. Mm-hmm. What is happening over the screen? A film called Smash and Grab. Their crimes resemble high-octane Hollywood action movies. A sports car speeds through a Dubai shopping mall, etc., etc. A movie called Passion from director Brian De Palma. And a movie, Beckett on Film, with thanks to the Lannan Foundation. Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Let's see, what is the... do you know about Beckett on Film?
I'm looking at the Lannan ad, and it's a five-part series. It presents films of all 19 of Samuel Beckett's plays.
Oh, okay.
Also including Endgame, Come and Go, and Happy Days. Directors and actors include Jeremy Irons, Julianne Moore, John Hurt, and Adam McGoyan. So that sounds like it'll be quite the event.
So now we have, three independent movie theaters in this town?
Yeah.
Amazing. And Lord knows how many independent bookstores.
Right.
This is a good place to live.
I like it.
I like it too. What else?
Well, there's Thursday the 5th at Santa Fe Community College. They are celebrating 30 years, and they have an opening reception Thursday night from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Santa Fe Community College's Visual Arts Gallery, which is a great space. It's the diverse professional artwork of the community college's talented faculty members. So check that out. The very same night, you can head over to the planetarium from 7 to 8 p.m. and enjoy a live presentation of the current skies in the planetarium, as well as an outdoor viewing of the night sky. So along with lots of independent movie theaters and bookstores, we've got a really killer night sky, don't we?
We do indeed. And I just got a note that the film Of Two Minds, which we talked about a few weeks back, it's about people with bipolar illness, is going to be back. And it'll be back today. And today through Monday at the CCA. You should look on the ccasantafe.org website. But interesting documentary to check out.
Mm-hmm. At St. John's College, part of the Dean's Lecture and Concert Series, we've got Freedom of the Intellect is a Sacred Thing, A Modest Defense of Liberal Education, or Why We Still Need These Books. That's Friday, today, August 30th. And go to the St. John's College website, stjohnscollege.edu, to find out more details.
Excellent. And there is new work at Yaris Art Projects on Grant Avenue today by Susanna Carlisle. And the reception is from 5:30 to 7:30. Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton. It's called Energy Fields, Video, Sculpture, and Installation. And Yara's Art Project is at 123 Grant Avenue in Santa Fe, and they do wonderful work.
Yeah, they actually have a simultaneous opening for Penelope Krebs, Four Square, Oil on Canvas Paintings, very abstract graphic. So you can get a twofer there.
Excellent. So lots of good stuff going on. Now, when is Fiesta? Is Fiesta next weekend? Is it in a week from now?
Right. There's a lot of things that are leading up to it. And I believe, I just had my paper, annual burning of Zozobra is Thursday, this coming Thursday night.
Okay.
They open at 7 p.m., gates open. So
okay.
Don't miss it.
All right. And, of course, next Friday, a week from today, we will be talking about the most important event of the year, the Pet Parade.
Yes.
Candace Walsh is managing editor at New Mexico Magazine. And she is with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts, and it's wonderful to have you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Nick Iapolucci for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Have a wonderful weekend and be happy, be peaceful, and once again, great congratulations on his wedding day to Rob DeWalt.
That's right.
Hasta la vista.
Adios, baby.